This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping held bilateral talks on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO summit at Tianjin in China yesterday. In a social media post after the meeting, Mr. Modi said the two leaders agreed on the importance of maintaining peace and tranquility in border areas and reaffirmed their commitment to cooperation based on mutual respect, mutual interest and mutual sensitivity. In his remarks during the meeting, Prime Minister Modi highlighted the importance of maintaining peace and tranquility on the border areas for continued development of bilateral relations.
सीमा पर डिसएग्रीमेंट के बाद शांति और स्थिरता का माहौल बना हुआ है। हमारे स्टेशन रिप्रेजेंटेटिव्स के बीच बॉर्डर मैनेजमेंट के संबंध में सहमति बनी। कैलाश मानसरोवर यात्रा फिर से शुरू की। दोनों देशों के बीच डायरेक्ट फ्लाइट भी फिर से शुरू की जा रही है। हमारे सहयोग से दोनों देशों के 2.8 बिलियन लोगों के बीच जुड़े थे। इससे
On economic and trade relations, the two leaders recognized the role of their two economies to stabilize world trade. They highlighted the need to proceed from a political and strategic direction to expand bilateral trade and investment ties and reduce trade deficit. The Prime Minister noted that India and China both pursue strategic autonomy and their relations should not be seen through a third country lens. On the sidelines of the SCO summit, Prime Minister Modi also met several other world leaders, including presidents of Maldives, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, Belarus, and the Prime Ministers of Egypt and Nepal. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed happiness meeting these leaders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi shared his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani yesterday. Speaking during the program, Mr. Modi said and urged citizens to celebrate upcoming festivals with a vocal for local spirit, supporting Indian products. He said the nation has to move forward on the path of Atmanirbhar Bharat and goal of a developed India with the mantra of vocal for local. The Prime Minister praised the Indian Armed Forces and National Disaster Response Force, State Disaster Response Force, social workers and locals who have stepped in to support rescue efforts as the monsoon continues to wreak havoc in several parts of the country. Rescue and relief operations continue in full swing as Jammu and Kashmir, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh and Punjab reel under flood fury. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah has carried out an extensive tour of Ramban and Udhampur districts to assess the damage caused by recent cloudbursts, flash floods and landslides, which have severely disrupted life and damaged the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway NH44. He directed agencies to urgently restore the vital road links to ensure traffic movement and uninterrupted supply of essentials to the Kashmir Valley. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit Jammu today to assess the damage caused by recent cloudbursts and floods and review ongoing rescue and relief operations in the Union Territory. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that the spectacular GDP growth of 7.8% this quarter has proved that no one can manage the economy better than Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He said, to make India self-reliant, it is necessary to promote Make in India and adopt Swadeshi. An Indian non-profit organization, Foundation to Educate Girls Globally, has been named a 2025 Raman Magsaysay Award winner. The organization is dedicated to mobilize community and government resources for girls' education in rural and educationally disadvantaged areas of India. The foundation, started in Rajasthan, was founded in 2007 by Safina Hussain. Raman Magsaysay Award Foundation made the announcement yesterday. Other 2025 winners include Shaheen Ali from the Maldives for her environmental work and Flaviano Antonio L. Villanueva from Philippines. The 67th Raman Magsaysay Award presentation is scheduled for 7th of November at Manila in Philippines. In hockey, India registered its second consecutive win in the Asia Cup men's tournament at Rajgir in Bihar, defeating Japan 3-2 in the pool A match last evening. India will play their final pool A match against Kazakhstan today. Earlier in the day, China thrashed Kazakhstan 13-1, and that is the end of this news bulletin.